Hello, hello. What is up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Happy December 5th. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day. I did not like the chilly weather today in Florida. I was a little sad about that, okay? But I am here. I am warm. It is officially sweater weather in Florida. So I had to come on tonight and talk about what happens when life hits. Because listen here, boo-boo. Listen, we're going to shoot straight tonight, okay? You're going to have a bad day. You're going to have times when things don't look good. You're going to have times when you're overwhelmed, when things are falling apart, where you don't know what to do next. Like, all this stuff happens when life happens. Hey, everybody, I think you're hopping on. I don't know what's going on with my Facebook. Look, y'all, Facebook and me are not cool, okay? So I can see there's 15 people on right now. So just like drop an emoji below if you're on, all right? Or hashtag replay or something. I'm going to engage with you guys whenever I hop off because I can't see nobody on here right now. All right. Facebook doesn't like me anymore. I think they're trying to block me. I don't know what's going on, but I had to hop on. I was just doing a team Zoom for one of my leaders. And you know, I had been pondering on this idea for a little bit now. And someone asked the question, like, how, you know, when life hits, how can you encourage your team? Or when life hits, how can you like motivate people and do all that? You know what? The only thing you can do is encourage and motivate yourself. How many of you know that to be true? Drop the number one below. You do not have control over what someone else does. You have, do not have control over what someone else says or what someone else thinks. The only thing you have control is over you, how you respond, how you react, and how you choose, because it's always a decision and you always have a choice, how you choose to handle the situation, okay? So I was thinking the other day, you know, maybe you guys live where there is fog. I don't know. But there's some moments there's some days you wake up and there's going to be fog, right? But does that mean you slow your car down? So you're in your car, you're doing your little thing. Drop the car emoji below. Are you the red car or are you the blue car? I don't really know, but you have options here, baby. You have options, okay? And so you're in the car and there's going to be moments where, you know, things are sunny sky and there's no one in front of you. There's going to be moments where you're behind that giant semi truck and you can't see around them, okay? Can you drop a two below if it drives you nuts, if you cannot see clearly in front of you? Like, if anything's inhibiting my ability to see ahead, to see what's next, it drives me nuts. I don't know if that's because I'm a red, like I feel like I have to see the whole picture. I don't know what's going on, but I cannot handle it, okay? There's going to be moments where there's like dead things in the road or things hop out at you or I don't know, like rocks fly out. Like, there's going to be moments of that. But there's also going to be moments where there's fog. You know, and what happens? You all have those people, whether it's fog or whether it's like raining cats and dogs, we all know those people that pull over on the side of the road. Drop a three if that's you, okay? Or like you pull over because you can't, hair wash Wednesday, guys, okay? That's what we're calling this now, hair wash Wednesday. So maybe you pull over on the side of the road and like you're that person that pulls over and you put your hazards on, right? Like, I want to encourage you guys, when life happens, you have to keep the car going, okay? When the fog is in front of you, when the semi's in front of you, when you can't see beyond, when there's some obstruction that's there, when the vision is clouded, when you don't see how you're going to make it, when you don't see how you're going to break through, you have to keep the car going. Now, there's things that you can do to make sure that you're safe. You can obviously turn your windshield wipers on. You can turn your hazards on, even though they say not turn your hazards on. I don't know. But you know, there's things you can do to stay safe. There's things that you can do. You can slow down. Like, obviously, if there's fog and you can only see 5 feet in front of you, you don't need to be driving 60 miles an hour. All right, Betty. Just kidding. I probably shouldn't use that name because my Graham's name is Betty and my Graham's is thebomb.com. Don't you be coming on here about talking about no Betty. All right. My Betty Miller is a rock star. But you know, if you can only see 5 feet in front of you, you don't need to be going 60 miles an hour. There's going to be moments where you're not able to step on the gas. And for some of you, it's going to frustrate you because you don't want to go that slow. You don't want to be stuck behind the semi. You don't want to be stuck in the fog or stuck in the hail. And guess what? You're just gonna have to get over it. That's part of life. But what I know is whenever life comes, and the reason that I'm at where I'm at in my life, the reason where I'm at where I'm at in my business, the reason that I'm at where I'm at in my mindset, in my finances, you know, in my relationships, it's because no matter what comes my way, no matter what is obstructing my view from being able to see ahead, from being able to see the bigger picture, which I am a big picture type of girl, is I keep moving the car forward. Nothing is going to turn my car off. Nothing is going to make my car stop. I am not going to pull over on the side of the road and wait until I feel like it. I'm not going to wait on the side of the road until my thoughts are positive. I'm going to talk myself through the situation. I am going to self-development and mindset myself through the situation. How many of you need to do that? Maybe you need to tag someone tonight or share this video if someone needs to be encouraged. You have to keep driving your car. You have to get there, because here's the deal. If you pull over on the side of the road, every time there's fog, every time it rains really hard, you're never going to get to your destination. You're going to prolong your destination. You're going to draw it out. It's going to be annoying. It's going to be tedious. You're going to pull over all the time, all the time, all the time. You have to learn how to power through. And maybe you know someone tonight that needs that encouragement. No matter where you're at in your business, no matter whether people are leaving you, whether your vision is not clear, whether you don't know what to do next, whether you don't know how to market stuff, maybe you just joined and you're already getting people that are making fun of you or people that are coming against you. Like, it happens to everybody, but you can't control any of that. You can't control the weather. You can't control what day you need to get in the car, baby. You got to get in the car and you have to keep going, okay? Is it supposed to feel good? No. Is it supposed to be easy? No. Sometimes we say it's simple, but it's not easy. And guys, let's just shoot straight tonight. Sometimes it's not simple. Sometimes it looks like it's, you know, there's fog all around and you can barely even see 5 feet in front of you, right? And you got to go like 15 miles an hour in your little car so you don't crash nothing, okay? And you're going up on a hill and there's no rails, okay? I don't know. I was driving through Tennessee and it's real crazy up in Georgia and Tennessee, okay? But guys, sometimes you're going to have those moments. You can't control the external. The only thing you can do is control you. You can control your car. You can make sure instead of stopping your car that you're keeping the foot on your gas. You might have to slow down a little bit. Sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you have to take a moment, pull back a little bit. You got to readjust. You got to realign. You got to get that vision strong. You got to build that mindset. You got to get around the right people. Guys, I talked about it the other day. You got to stay around the right fire. You got to stay around the people that are going to encourage you, that are going to build you up. You got to stay close. If you want the money, baby, you got to stay close to the money, okay? Drop some money bags below if y'all know that to be true. You got to stay close to the money. Okay, be encouraged tonight. No matter where you're at on your journey, everything changes eventually. You're gonna wake up one day and it's all gonna look different. You're gonna wake up tomorrow. I know in this moment, it feels like the fog is gonna last forever. It feels like the truck is gonna be there forever. Feels like you can't see ahead. That no matter how many positive things you tell yourself, no matter how many positive things you think, that you're not making progress. But I promise you, you are. As long as your car is not pulled over on the side, you are making progress. You can do it. Sometimes baby steps are steps and we forget that. We forget that because someone else's car, someone else is able to drive in fog better than you, or someone else doesn't have the same kind of conditions that you have at the same time you have it. Guys, it's you versus you. Keep your eyes in your car. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Don't be looking to the left or the right. Focus on what you can focus on. And you know what that looks like? That looks like looking in the mirror. That looks like saying, okay, these people are making fun of me. These people over here are making fun of me. These people over here want to quit. These people over here are distracted. These people over here don't treat it like a business, and I'm ready to change my life. Okay, these people over here want to go eat burgers, but I'm trying to get healthy. These people over here want to go shopping, but I'm trying to go debt free. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be focused in my lane. I'm going to be focused on what I'm called to do, and the right people are eventually going to come. And it's not always going to be this difficult. It's not always going to be this hard. The fog isn't always going to be this thick. My obstruction isn't, you know, or my view is not going to be obstructed by something. Like, eventually it's going to be clear skies and sunshine, right? But you don't have control over that. You control how you handle the situation, how you talk yourself through it, and how you process it. So I hope this encourages you tonight. I love you guys. We are 22 days away from my birthday. I'm so excited about it, guys. I'm excited. Little alligator was like, Mom, what do you want for your birthday? I was like, I don't know. I'm so excited about it, guys. But I love you. I believe in you. Keep going. Keep on keeping on, boo-boo. You can do this. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You have got this. Love you guys. Bye.